Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
A very hurried and frantic letter has been sent to the Knights of Carcerate, begging for assistance in a place called Fairburn Point. This letter insists that there is a corruption affecting the highest members of society, an inky black evil worshipped at the fringes of where people dare to look. Drifting, you're going to make your last stand. Pom, you're going to keep escaping
yeah.
into the night. And Yearning, you're about to Mission Impossible down.
I absolutely am.
All right. I guess Redora, you get the rope tied around you, and yes. Redora starts slowly lowering you in.
I get her to lower me in, like, just to the top. Hey, can you pass me the cast a cantrip you don't know? Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Time to make a distraction.
Uh-huh.
Is Fireball a cantrip, Adam?
Fireball is not a cantrip.
Damn. Is there some sort of explosion spell that's a cantrip, Adam?
Firebolts create bonfire?
Oh, I want to create a bonfire.
Where do you want to create it?
In the room.
Where?
At the opposite end to where the bowl is. Basically, okay. I want something to just suddenly catch fire.
Would it be a kindness to ignite Magdula?
Oh,
the bowl?
That's good. No, but she's where the bowl is, right?
She's very close. Yeah.
She's very close to the bowl. I need to do it at the other end.
Yeah.
Is that something I can do?
Yes.
Great.
All right.
Do I need to explain how I do this and how I know this, Adam?
You can if you want, absolutely.
All right. That's from all them books I was reading. As I'm like hanging, I like hold up a hand to like stop Redora. She's mm-hmm. ready to go. And I, from my middle of my head, where my brain muscle is, the most important muscle of all, ladies and gentlemen.
I imagine your brain looks like a clenched fist.
It is. It's just a big arm that comes out, but it's like lumpy like a brain. Like it's got those gooey like curves and dints in it.
Yeah.
It unfolds, it flexes, and then it does finger guns. and it's because I've read a lot of books. This is what
absolutely.
Hey, I'm a spy, but what I want to be a researcher. I want to be one of the Predatori. Mm-hmm. That's what I really want, but I'm too good at sneaking around. Also, I'm a lizard. Can't be trusted around books. Lizards eat paper.
They love paper.
So I remember a spell and I'm like, I hope that this works. And I cast bonfire on a man in robes at the far end of the room.
A random man who you have just selected across the way in the warehouse.
I pick a guy in robes with a talisman on. I don't pick a waiter. I'm class conscious.
Explodes into flames and begins screaming. It is quite a distraction. And then Redora starts lowering you down so that you can reach the cistern.
I have 4 health potions. I take one out. I don't know, drink it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm missing. Oh, no, I am missing health.
Yes, you are. You recover 2 hit points.
Hey! And then I use the empty health potion. Uh-huh. To get the brackish water.
All right. You put
now,
it in.
The way I want to do this, Adam, mm-hmm. is to get the water in the bottle. I don't want to put my hand in the water.
Okay.
So I'm not dunking it in like this because that feels foolish. I want to hold it by the base and kind of like scoop it across the top.
All right. Okay.
I want to avoid. That water's bad, man. I know touching it will kill me.
You deftly avoid touching the water whatsoever. You put it just into the health potion.
Mm.
While you're doing that, you look, the only person really spotting you right now is Majula the Bold, strapped to the cross as she is. It's impossible for her to not notice you. She's so close. She can't say anything, but her eyes alive with pain. She just gestures over her shoulder.
I look over her shoulder.
Difficult to spot from above, but in your current position, you can see that there is someone strapped to the other side of the cross.
I look at Majula. She can understand, I assume. Are they alive?
Boom! Meanwhile.
That's my bomb. Great job, man.
Oh, man. I can't believe you. I was like, I can't believe Adam let me get away with Mission Impossible. He didn't. He didn't let me get away.
You're on the roof, you maniac. I gave you hearing the whistle so long ago.
Yeah, but I figured, like, that would take 3 minutes.
You got the 25 minutes. You absolutely got the 25
minutes. But I
don't
think from hearing the whistle to...
You heard the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
You... Then the blood thing on your hands happened the first time.
Yeah, okay.
Then you saw the sister.
Yeah, okay.
Then you saw Majula.
Yeah, okay. Then the blood happened again. Yeah. Then I was like, let's do this. And then I bonfired. And then I got down. To be honest, it should have gone off earlier.
Yeah. You got the 25 minutes.
Yeah, you gave me extra time. Yeah,
I gave you extra time.
Told you it was a Dragon Ball Z 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Planet Namek was blowing up.
Yeah, not an Ethan Hunt 3 minutes, because no. I'd still be alive. Yeah. And I'd be able to say, mission accomplished. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Pom and Drifting, both of you see a mushroom cloud of flames coming from vaguely where you assume the bomb is.
Yep.
So you, both of you are like, yes, it worked.
Yep.
Your plan worked.
That explosion wasn't big, though. It was a controlled blast, wasn't it? To knock the pillar out.
To knock the pillar out, which then... causes
yeah, but
the
wouldn't it be like a slow collapse? I saw 9/11. It took ages.
Roof.
Like don't, so much time.
Don't reference 9/11 at this point.
Wow.
It's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Am I dead?
Yeah. We'll get back to you.
Who's tied to the back? Oh, no, he's tied to the back.
I can't believe we just went from you doing your final stand to him maybe dying.
Woo! So,
yeah.
Drifting. You stay behind while Pom, you continue to run off into the darkness. Tanya is also slow as well. Do you want to slow down and help her?
She's bleeding out.
Yeah. Is there anything I can do to stop her bleeding? Like,
you can make a medicine check. That will take time, though.
We don't have time. No, let's just keep going. I've already left one friend behind. Yeah.
Wow. Drifting, you are left behind as the rest of the party runs off. Well, not really left behind. You stay behind.
Let's go. Do you start singing Country Roads as you pull your sword out?
Bee! You hear those whistles again and again. They get closer and closer and closer. And then sentries, guards, town guards, start rounding the corners and move in to attack you. We'll go to initiative. You can spot... They are coming from three directions. You could spot two coming from each direction. They're moving in twos. So you've got six total.
Sean.
I'm missing a foot. I can't really move anymore. Mm. I pull my sword out slow-mo like Jon Snow.
Yep.
Ready.
I like those odds.
Yeah.
Six on one.
Do you have just the one weapon?
Well, I've got a long sword. I've got...
I suppose, are your hands capable of holding more than one? Like...
Probably not at this point, no. I've got a blowgun.
Okay.
I like the longsword.
Yep. Drifting, it's your turn first.
Yes.
You can charge at one of these groups. There's not really, you're going to be surrounded kind of no matter what. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter too much unless you've got some other plan cooking. But this feels like, maybe I'm wrong, this feels like your last stand. So you can charge in any direction. It won't matter too much.
Well, there was a movie called X-Men: The Last Stand, and then they continued to make movies. So here we go.
Hey, there's been... three more after that.
So these guards are running at me in pairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Are two of them quite close to me?
Yes, close enough to attack.
Yeah, cool. Can I swing my sword, and because they're standing next to each other, can I try and cut off two heads at once?
Unfortunately, no. Your sword would be... It's too hard to hit two at once. You're just
pretty strong.
Could you slice through two throats?
Two throats.
Sean,
maybe not lop the heads off, but...
So, actually, what's this?
Just remember this, mate.
What card? It's the bad boy card.
It's the bad boy card.
What's the bad boy card you have? I forget.
A monsoon.
Dark and stormy. A violent storm suddenly rolls in. Ranged attacks are made at disadvantage, and characters who spend longer than an hour exposed to the storm gain a level of exhaustion.
You're going to go out to a monsoon?
Bring the monsoon.
Hell yeah. All right.
Fuck.
No more evading monsoons.
No.
Never again.
It starts as one drop on your nose.
Oh, this is great.
And another, then another. The pitter-patter begins to quicken and quicken. You know what is happening, yep. Drifting.
Country road. Take me home. Palm reappears. To the place.
I'm there all of a sudden. I belong.
You charge. You know what? I will allow, because you can wield a longsword in one hand, you can use your claw with the other hand.
Oh, yes.
You can attack twice. Your claw attack is going to be quite weak. Mm. You're probably unlikely to kill with this,
yeah, cool.
But you can still do it.
Yes.
Your claw attack, you scratch at the town guard, and you see you cut through his leather armor, but unfortunately he shrugs off the blow. Your longsword, however, does bite deep into the other guard's neck. You down one of those two.
Here we go.
The rain is absolutely bucketing down at this point.
Almost heaven.
You whip around to try and defend yourself from both angles now, in front and behind. As you do so, you stumble a little bit more. You are now missing on your other leg, the knee, up to the knee.
Oh, fucking hell.
You begin hopping on a
stump. Keep singing, brother. Keep singing.
It's just, I like the idea that as the storm rolled in and you started fighting, just to steal from another movie, someone's like trying to use the rain to fire you, and you were like, you merely adopted the monsoon. I was born into it, raised by it. I didn't see the sun until I was already a cat.
Two spears jab into you, one in your side, one in your back. You take 9 points of damage total. You're on 3 hit points.
Where do your limbs keep fucking going, man?
Great question.
You swing around again and to try and attack the ones, or to try and get at the ones that were in front of you but now were behind you. You're kind of going in all directions. As you swing around, you can tell immediately, it's hard to not notice, you're missing from your elbow down your non-sword arm.
Fucking hell. Well, I've still got the sword arm.
You can hear all around you. It's your turn, but you can hear all around you distant screaming, squelching, the sounds of combat, but bloody, disgusting combat. The type of combat where only one side is armed. Not really combat, a massacre. You can tell that you are massacring and being massacred. Stop them! Stop them! They're breaking through the doors! Stop them! It's your turn. You're fighting the guards, but hearing this. You're hearing two combats at once.
What the fuck is happening, man?
Hell.
What's going on at Fairburn Point?
So one, did I kill one guard?
You killed one, yeah.
One's dead, one's sort of
You've got
of
five
hurt.
Left, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's so many of them in this tight alleyway that not all of them could even engage you at one time.
So I'm on 3, is that right? 3
Yeah,
health?
3 hit points.
Yeah, fuck.
It's looking right. Dire.
I can't run away, and I never would. That storm's not doing much for me.
The storm is slowing down the guards. I'm going to actually say Pom is definitely going to get away because of it and because of your sacrifice.
Thanks, bud.
Pom gets away.
That's how we roll.
Me and my lady.
But
and this family.
Unfortunately, you are not going to get away.
Well, we don't know that yet. Which of the... So there's 5 of them left. Which of them looks like the biggest asshole?
You see...
Which of them... Definitely has children.
But he's also the biggest asshole.
Yeah.
And
a
he's
bad
raising,
dad. A really bad dad.
He's raising 4 little assholes.
Feel free,
and he has a beautiful wife, but he just doesn't appreciate her.
Feel free to describe one of them this way.
At the back.
Yeah.
And he looks like the captain.
Mm-hmm.
He's really standing back and letting the boys go first, and he'll just sort of tidy up at the end. I go for him.
All right.
Can I, with my longsword, mm-hmm. can I use it as a spear and throw it through his throat?
You can certainly try. It's not going to be an easy check, though. Do you have anything for an attack roll? Give you advantage?
We have a reroll anything. So if he misses, we can reroll.
Unfortunately, this will be a disadvantage, actually.
Okay. Is that because of the rain?
Also, the throwing.
The multiple. Even with the disadvantage, words. Actually, that's enough.
Oh, yeah. He's here.
Drifting you snowflake.
Throw. As you're losing balance as well, you throw the sword, you stumble backwards, you see it this time because your arm is outstretched in front of you. Your arm has just done something. You throw the sword with your one remaining arm. And because you were just using it, because you were literally looking at it, you watch as you lose up to your shoulder that entire arm.
Does it just vanish?
It just vanishes. It's not a clean break. You are bleeding from that stump.
Yep.
But you watch as, without any violence, it just, like, it just was made not there.
Mm-hmm.
And as that's happening, you hear, "I got it! I got its other arm!"
Fuck.
What?
Okay, wow.
Your sword spins end over end and slides neatly into that guard's throat.
Cop that.
Are we the monster?
He goes down.
Great.
Clutching at his sword throat the same way Tania was clutching at hers, but obviously this is a much more significant wound. You have destroyed this man's neck.
This saved a family.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a very lethal blow for him. Speaking of lethal blows, Pom,
yeah.
You and Gertrude, Gertrude slows down, turns back and says, "I don't think she's going to make it." You turn around, following Gertrude's gaze. You see Tania is leaning up against a wall. She tries to, the rain is found you as well. It's raining very heavily. You're sodden completely from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has now become an effort. All movement, it feels like you're moving through molasses.
Right.
Tania, as she moves forwards, you see she leaves a red streak on the wall, and then she stumbles and collapses into a heap.
All right. We run over to her. Is there any life left in her? Is she completely done?
I get a bad boy card. She's dead.
Oh. Wow. She's the only one I definitely trusted.
Yeah.
Although I trust Gertrude now.
This is going to sound discourteous to the dead, but because she's a magic person, I want to quickly check her body for any sort of anything that might be useful for us in this fight.
You find tucked into her belt, she has a magic wand. You pull that. Great. You're not sure what powers it may or may not have.
Uh-huh.
You see that she has a couple of magical reagents on her. Highs or lows, I guess.
Let's go lows this time.
Because what you're doing is low. You're robbing a corpse.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking
an ally's corpse.
Yeah, it's not great.
Pom's in the mud now.
Unfortunately, you turn her over. You find a pocket watch, but nothing useful.
Okay. What's Gertrude doing at this point?
Gertrude, you can see her looking over you, very, very worriedly checking to see if you're being followed, but it looks like you've got away.
All right. I kind of like grab her by the arm and we just keep running.
Underneath the rubble.
Kaboom!
The roof collapses.
I'm dangling from it.
So you actually were low enough.
I don't fall too far.
Your feet just touch the ground.
Ah, Yearling is dead alive.
And then a lot of glass and brick falls on you.
Yearling is in trouble. Do I get a look in the glimpse just before the roof falls of who the other person is and are they alive?
It's a man similarly disfigured as Majula is.
Missing bottom half.
Yeah. Spaghetti bottom half.
Okay.
Ugh.
I think I know who that man is. I'm going to take a guess.
Then you are covered in rubble.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Am I still alive?
Well, let's find out.
Fucking hell.
I'm just gonna take this ready to go in case I need to live.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
What's that card?
That's it's regain hit points equal to 1d10 plus your level.
Oh, come on, man.
Do you want that?
Help a brother out.
All right. You're missing limbs, man.
It's true. I don't have any arms left. or feet.
Or feet.
I still have a face.
Pretty much a head.
Am I still wearing that fuckhead's mask?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
The rain's washed
it off.
The rain's washed
it off and I'm myself again.
Yes.
I think you know this.
You've earned that.
You take 20 points of damage.
That's bad. So that's,
you're on 0 hit points.
Holy shit.
Can I do this now?
What?
Can I gain 10 that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. I would like to gain hit points equal to 1d10 plus my level. So my level is 3.
All right. So you are on 12 hit points.
Hey, that was a good roll.
There's a lot of rubble on top of you.
How much?
You can't see. Oh, no, you would have been directly beneath a window. So you're
cut. Can I have Buster Keatoned it?
Yes. You're cut to shit.
Just like
there's shards of glass have torn you up, but you are alive.
Yearning to Los Angeles cannot be killed today.
You hear screaming and moans of agony as the world kind of comes back in. Slowly, piece by piece, you get your different senses returning to you. The first one would be noise, which is that screaming. The second one would be vision. Your vision clears and you can see you are on a pile of rubble. Thankfully, yes, you bust the key in it.
Yeah.
You are not covered in a lot of rubble. Then smell. You smell blood and sulfur and settling ash. Mm. Settling dust. And then sensation. You feel horrible, agonizing pain.
Yearning to Los Angeles is not very alive today.
For a brief moment, before your senses properly come in, you can hear the noise of seagulls and then waves softly lapping against a boat. And then that fades as your senses return to you.
No battlefield sound?
No battlefield sound.
Can I try to concentrate on the bird calls?
You can certainly
just call. Like really, I want to go there, Adam.
You close your eyes, lying there in agony, and you try to center yourself as much as possible. You try to push the pain out of your body, out of your consciousness. You feel like you're sitting on a ship. You can feel it rocking slowly backwards and forwards as you can hear the seagulls. Something feels wrong. Something feels wrong both about where you're going and where you were. Something's wrong. Something's off.
On the boat.
On the boat, but then also with the pain. It feels wrong.
It feels like it's not real pain, Adam. It feels like I'm not in the rubble of a warehouse, but I'm sitting on a boat.
It doesn't feel like that either. It feels like it's neither of those things.
I'm not in either of these places.
You're not in either of these places.
Adam, did I leave the inn?
Pause.
Oh,
fuck
you. No.
Pom,
yeah.
You're free to do what you want. You've escaped the town guard.
Yeah.
You don't think, well, it probably some of them did see you, but they're dead now.
Right.
So you think you could basically get away from, if they've captured any of your friends, you're not getting out of this one clean. It's certainly the town militia can no longer be trusted. You feel that confident in that much. What's your next move?
Fuck. All right. Well,
they won't capture me. Don't worry.
No. I've given you up. You've done your heroic last stand. Mm. I don't know what's happened to you, but I've got a way. It'd be crazy to turn around and go back again.
Because I assume the plan that we definitely came up with was to meet back at the castle.
Right. Well, I'm even thinking, should I go to the dock to see if the boats come in for
The Gallant Rider. Yeah.
And see if, was it
Tenete?
Tenete Ikohika. Tenete is her rank.
Is potentially in any way still alive.
She's so dead. Like a silvery moon, absolutely killed.
I want to know what happened to them.
Bitch, I wanted to kill him so bad.
Hey, maybe you can, Sean. You got a card there.
Bring him to me.
Which card? That bad boy card. That good boy card that'll bring you back to life. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna start heading towards the docks.
Okay, you make your way towards the docks.
Cool.
Meanwhile, drifting, it is the sentries' turn.
Shit.
Yeah, you're still in combat.
Yeah.
How much health do you have? What do you have?
Three.
Fuck.
I got a plan.
You do?
Yeah. I need to survive this, though. I really want to.
You got that card.
I don't want it.
One of the town militia, you, with what's left of your good arm, the one that has up to the elbow, mm-hmm. you try to fend off this attack, but the guard steps on your arm, crushing it down to the ground, and then stabs a spear down into you.
That's right, Sean.
Oh, wow. Never mind. He misses you so badly, he falls forwards.
Oh, shit.
The other three also missed you somehow. I don't
know. The monsoon,
I guess.
Yes.
The monsoon, yeah. Drifting, it's your turn.
Okay. Can I?
Yeah.
With materials that I have.
Uh-huh.
Make a bomb.
How?
A small bomb, but a bomb big enough to kill these guys.
What do you have? Describe your items and how you might use them.
Okay. So you don't have arms.
I've got a mouth, mate.
Okay, okay.
I'm a crafty cat.
And a stump tail.
I don't want anyone to get my pelt.
Okay.
So I'll blow it up before I let any motherfucker touch it. I have an oil flask. I have a tinder box. I have a torch.
Wow, that sounds like enough.
That's probably enough, right?
Yeah.
Can I make a bomb?
I would require you to make a dexterity check, but you could with your, because you've still got the elbow, you could with your elbow grab the flask, bring it to your mouth, tear it open, and then probably, yeah, light it and burn it, absolutely. You don't know how effective it'll be at getting them, but it will destroy your fur.
I'd like to kill them too.
You can get as many of them. Unfortunately, it's monsooning. I mean, it is oil, but the oil will be diluted a bit. You can try. You can get at least
some of
them. I
reckon you can at least get the guy who's on you who fell over.
I'd like them all to die, but I guess worst case, the fur's going to go.
Yeah.
So I win.
How flammable is that fur?
Well, we'll find out. Light it up. Light the fuse.
Right. How dexterous are you? You got anything for a dexterity check?
We got to re-roll anything.
You might want to use that.
That's not how it happened. We re-roll Sean's dexterity check.
Let's go, baby.
We.
Okay.
You're free. I'm off. You're off doing actual shit.
Barely. You get it off. You throw the oil flask up above you. It spins chaotically, sending oil as far as you can with your current condition. You just know you're losing pieces rapidly now. As you're reaching for the flask and looking down, you watch as your legs are like rapidly disappearing on you.
You're getting Thanos'd out of here, baby.
Okay. You light the oil flask. Flames spread as far as the monsoon will allow them. You catch certainly the guy that was right on top of you.
Okay.
He starts screaming and writhing as the oil settles on him.
Cop that.
The other guards are flecked with flames and take some damage, but just aren't. It's enough to hurt, maim, but not kill.
Okay.
And then finally, there's just not enough of you left to resist. One of them, still with little flecks of burning on him, little motes of flames, brings the spear down. There's not enough of you to resist. It goes straight through your head. He twists, and you die.
So long.
Waves lapping against the boat.
You motherfucker, we're not dead. We're not dead. We never left that inn, Sean. We never left the inn.
Pom, you're heading back to the castle. No, you're heading to the docks.
I'm heading to the docks.
You see the gallant rider is there.
Uh-huh.
It's docked, but there's no one aboard. Not that you can see. There might be people below decks, but you're not sure. It's abandoned right now.
Okay.
The docks entirely are abandoned. Actually, from when you left Drifting and Tania, you have not seen a single human being.
It's just me and Gertrude.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's worrying.
This is a real spin a top.
I'm getting concerned. Turn, run for the castle.
All right. You turn around and you start sprinting towards the castle.
Yeah.
It takes a while, but eventually you get to the castle. Once again, you encounter no one on the way to the castle.
Oh, okay.
Arrive to the castle. You get inside. Where do you want to go in the castle?
So I suppose maybe like the main dining hall where we first went when we got
there. Okay, the meeting room. Yeah, sure. You make your way towards the meeting room. As you do so, you feel a searing pain in your side.
Okay.
So an awful, like awful, awful burning pain in your side.
All right. I look down to see what caused this pain.
You can see through your shirt, blood is pooling.
I gotta get out of this castle. I think that was a mistake.
I forgot how bad the castle was.
You've been wounded, but you're not sure how badly.
Okay, and Gertrude's still with me?
Yeah.
She's fine.
She hasn't noticed that you've been wounded yet. She seems in a bit of a panic as well.
All right. Fuck.
I can't help you.
I'm
on a boat, maybe.
I've got no...
Feel a searing pain in your other side.
Oh, no.
You're standing at the entrance to the castle.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, you're back in this fucking
thing.
Get away from...
fucking thing.
Run, Damo. Get on our boat. Get out of here.
Oh, fuck. Where do I run? I run anywhere. I just start running away from the castle.
You start heading away from the castle. You just sprint off into the city streets, and then eventually you are lost forever.
Oh, what the fuck?
You spend an eternity wandering an empty city at night.
Bloody
hell. But hang on, Gertrude's from the town.
Yeah.
She knows how to get out.
You never think to talk to her about it.
Oh, no.
You spend an eternity panicking, running with Gertrude through the empty city.
Oh, poem buddy.
Waves lapping against the boat.
You motherfucking dog.
Underneath the rubble.
No, I'm thinking of the birds.
Do you keep focusing on them? Something's wrong.
Yeah, I know. I'm not in the warehouse and I'm not on the boat. Is that Majula or is that Redora?
You have to let go of the birds and boat.
I let go of the birds and boat.
You look around you. You can see Redora's broken body lies near you. She's dead. Her head is twisted at an odd angle. One arm is broken. The other arm is off and just gone.
Should have stayed focusing on the birds and the boat.
Majula is dead. Very dead. Part of the building, one of the struts in between the windows fell on her, mercifully killing her. But it didn't touch the... She blocked the impact of the roof, and whoever is on the other side of the cross is still alive, and you can hear that rasping breath coming from them.
I should have gone back to the birds. The birds were the thing. The birds were the trick. I go around to the other corpse.
It's too heavy to free this person, but you look into the face of a man, a human male. He is similarly messed up as Majula is. You spy on him.
Is he Gerald Latham, Adam?
You spy on him. Carved all over his body are various messages. Get out. Escape. Run. Leave. You need to go.
You have befallen the same fate that we have. We did not listen either, my friend.
Knight of Garcery.
See, you are Latham?
Geralt, yes.
What is this place? Where are the birds and the ocean?
You have already lost.
I needed to go back to the birds, didn't I?
We have met before.
We've met before?
Yes.
I've never met you in my life. We are spies. We keep ourselves separate from this exact thing from happening.
You have done this many times before. Your boat never arrived in Fairburn Point.
How many times have I done this before?
I lost count. I am trapped here with you. As our bodies are used by the entity.
So the thing inside the gnome's halfway house? Or is that even not real?
None of this is real.
I was afraid of that. I was not using the most important muscle of all, the brain. Well, I guess if I die, I go back to the start and maybe I can try things differently this time.
You will forget.
Not necessarily. Is there like a dagger or a sharp bit of glass, Adam?
Yes. There's glass everywhere.
Great. I don't know if this will carry over to the next time. But I take the glass. I can't try to... Can I try to meditate back to the birds, Adam?
You could try if you want.
Because I was going to write a message that was like, wake up.
But is the glass even real, Tom?
But the glass isn't real. The wounds aren't real. I just sit in the rubble and I close my eyes and I try to use all of my monk training to meditate on the sound of those birds and the water. Of the boat. I think of the boat. I think of the boat that I am on. The ship, the gallant rider, I'm thinking of the wood, I'm thinking of the smell of it, I'm thinking of all my friends on the boat, I'm thinking of everything on the boat.
All three of you are standing on the gallant rider. You see Fairburn Point ahead of you. A hurried message has been sent to the Knights of Carcery.
Oh no.
In the letter, assistance was demanded. Hopefully you can help.
Hey, Adam. Is this our first time receiving this information? Is this a brand new adventure? Are we brand new boys who are excited to receive this information for the first time?
With you is Tenete Ikohika. She is the captain of the Galleon Rider. 7 months ago, the three of you were standing on the Galleon Rider. Tenete Ikohika is explaining your mission.
Wait. What do you mean 7 months ago?
You are arriving at Fairburn Point, but this time, the first time, the original time, you're arriving at night. The ship lurches to a sudden and abrupt stop. You were moving at full mast, and then suddenly you were completely stopped. Tenete Ikohika and the three of you look around and scream as a large black tendril wraps itself around the boat and then throws itself at the three of you. 7 months later, what was Yearning De Los Angeles, what was Pom Penny Farthing, and what was Drifting Snowflake return to Carcery to instruct the knights there that all is well in Fairburn Point and not to worry.
Oh, man.
The Knights of Carcery, unaccustomed to the entity that now inhabits your bodies, puppets you, is so powerful as to avoid their magical senses. The Knights of Carcery think, for all intents and purposes, that Fairburn Point is fine.
Fairburn Point is fine. Trust me. I will never lie to you, for I am the real Yearning De Los Angeles.
And then you return to Fairburn Point as temporary aides to instruct and to serve in the entity's army.
Fuck you, Adam.
So the entity got my pelt.
You didn't have the pelt from word one, mate.
Yeah. I'm fucking livid.
Fucking hell.
Thank you for playing.
I want to say thank you, Adam, but I don't know
feel
if
like
we should...
played. We got played.
Where can people find you if they want to?
You fucked us like a sock puppet.
In hell.
If you were to name hell, though, if hell were a podcast and the podcast had a name, what would that name be?
D&D is for nerds, this specific adventure. You can find us at Scaredy Boys, boys.
New episodes every Friday.
That's right. What is Scaredy Boys? Boys?
You'll have a Patreon now as well.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yes.
We do, yeah.
Patreon.com/Scaredy Boys. It's all the fun stuff we get to do outside of the regular eps. We've got, what do we have? Book club. We've got IMDb Detective. Mm-hmm. Sean's recently done an very intensive recap of the entire Underworld franchise, plus pitched his episode, his movie 6 of the franchise.
I thought more about Underworld than the people who made the films ever thought about it, I think.
By a good long margin. That rules. Yeah. Yeah.
And now we've now seen more. Rise of the Lycans because of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, boys. That was
very
great.
Drunkenly watched Rise of the Lycans. Yes.
The time passed midnight, and I said, hey, boys, what about Rise of the Lycans? And they didn't fight it. That's the way it should be watched.
You were the entity, and we were your puppets.
Yes. Yeah.
You've actually been watching that forever.
We're still watching it right now. I can't hear seagulls, but I can hear Michael Sheen
fucking on the side of a mountain.
And Bill Nye saying, an animal!
I'll never not stop hear that.
But yes, it's the beefiest Patreon in the world.
Yep, check it out. Check out Scaredy Boys. It's good fun. It's weirdly, the premise of Scaredy Boys is three cowards who watch horror movies. Somehow, that is the better experience than what Adam has put us through.
100%, because at least we know what's happening.
You're a cruel, twisted individual, mate. You should be banned from DICE. No more DICE for you.
Oh, I like DICE.
DICE-free days for you.
I like DICE.
Cheers, man. I'm going to go home and cry.
Yeah.
Love
you. Fuck you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.